It's Thursday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that doesn't care about the console wars. I'm Jason.
I'm Nas. And together, we don't care about console wars at all.
I mean, we do and we don't, right? We do in the respect that it's good having more than one or two major consoles, right? It's good for competition. It's good for creativeness. We don't care who those consoles are necessarily. None of us are Xbox fanboys or PlayStation fanboys or Nintendo fanboys, right? We primarily play games on our PCs. And we really have, really since we were teenagers. I mean, we were playing games on PCs way before it was cool.
I had Final Fantasy VIII on like 6 DVD ROMs, or maybe the CD yeah. ROMs. I can't remember.
Yeah. And literally the only reason I ever played, ever even got a console to begin with was just when I first moved out of my parents' house. It was far more cost effective for me to get a console than it was getting our PC, right? But as soon as I was able to, I went back to PC. So that said, we say all this because Xbox is actually starting to, it looks like, kind of back out of the console space. They've slowly but surely been moving a lot of their own first party titles, over to PlayStation. In a recent Tech for Gamers article, they were outlining how Microsoft's strategy is the quote holy trinity of core Xbox franchises, Halo, Forza, and Gears, have basically made their way to the PS5. Halo's moving to the PS5 early next year with Campaign Evolved, which is a remake of the first game. So I imagine this is much like the Master Chief Collection version.
Which is super weird.
Or CE. It is. It's been a long time coming.
Well, they haven't really announced a real console yet. So they had the ROG Ally that's being released for 1,000 bones, right? And yeah. That thing is set to be
released. And that's not even theirs. It's just core branded with a Xbox app version of Windows.
It's a Windows 11 PC handheld PC, which is also kind of weird. And I can tell you, I was watching some people use this thing. And because Windows 11 isn't designed to be used with a controller, they were having lots of issues sometimes with launching third-party apps like Steam. Worked fine with the Xbox app. Anytime you got into anything other than Xbox and it's something like a window layers over another window, then you're having to like reboot stuff to get where you needed it to go.
Yep. Funny, I saw somebody experimenting with loading SteamOS on it. And it ran like 40% better.
That doesn't surprise me. Windows 11 is bloated as hell.
Yep, it is. That said, as we know, earlier this year, Gears of War Reloaded, a remastered version of the first title, released on the PS5 when it also released for the Xbox and PC. And they've been... Phil Spencer has openly talked over the last couple of years about bringing Xbox's core IPs to PlayStation, not necessarily on release, but, you know, within a certain time period, and trying to end the exclusivity. And I think that's because over the life cycle of the PS4 and the PS5 so far, Sony killed them with exclusives.
Yeah.
Sony had all the better exclusives.
I mean, Last of Us over the last 10 years, right? I mean, that franchise has wore the hell out. But yeah.
The Uncharted series.
Yeah.
God of War, which, of course, that's always been a Sony Studios thing, right? But still.
Well, Sony dominated with Sad Dad games.
Yeah, basically. The article also outlined, some statements by Xbox President Sarah Bond, who's basically, in a nutshell, declared that platform exclusives need to be an antiquated concept. On one hand, I kind of agree with that. On the other hand,
you've got to give people a reason to get
first in that space. You being the first one to end it is going to hurt you financially.
Yeah, because now people
helps you.
People are starting to not have a reason to get an Xbox, right?
Right.
Aside from Game Pass, which is too expensive right now. Well, too expensive in a month.
Yeah, starting next month, too expensive. So I don't know. What do you all think? I'm really starting to think that the Xbox just really doesn't care to be in the console game anymore. I think they're focusing on being basically they're starting to shift focus to basically being a publisher and a service.
Well, and it's just like they think that Game Pass is going to save them, right? And like at a certain point, I'm in a better financial space than I was 10 years ago. But I'm not getting enough out of Game Pass to justify $30 a month, right? I'm not getting enough to justify $360 a year because I wouldn't have spent that on video games through their service, right? Like all the games that are in there are going to be available via Steam. And it might be better to at least just, I say, own the license. So that's a whole nother discussion. But I'd almost rather just have that on my Steam library than have to worry about the Xbox exclusives at that cost. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And we haven't really played Xbox for a while either. Now, you've had more reason because you have kids that can play on the console. But for me, I'm two generations behind on my Xbox, and it doesn't run anymore. So it's in the closet because it's dead. I've just been using the PC Game Pass feature only for about the last 3 years. And again, that used to be the best deal in gaming. At one point, it was $15 or like, I want to say even $12.99 for the PC game, or $10 for the PC Game Pass. At that price, there is no way I wouldn't have that.
I mean, it started out at like $5 a month for PC Game Pass.
Yeah, for just PC Game Pass, but not everything was on there, but still, like, moving up to that next tier price really doesn't make it worth it. And I honestly feel like Microsoft should feel that in their pocketbook at some point and realize that this was a dumb idea. Like, people would subscribe to you if you had the service. There will be whales that keep the service. But I can't justify it that, like, I'm going to finish the games that I've got going right now, and I'm just going to cancel it, and then I'll pick up the game. I'm playing a lot of Ball Pit right now. That is not an expensive game. It is a good game, but it is not an expensive game. I might as well just pick it up on Steam and forget about Game Pass.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I 100% agree. And I think, ultimately, the way that they're treating it as Game Pass is their future versus concentrating on a new console like Sony and Nintendo are doing, ultimately is going to hurt their service ambitions too. Because now you're basically limiting yourself to basically PC users and those people who are willing to stream all the games they play. on their phone or on their TV. And that's not necessarily the best choice, considering the fact that not all of the new titles that release on Xbox are available via streaming. Only the ones that are first-party titles for you.
And the streaming still doesn't work great unless you're on a hyper-fast cell connection. It uses a lot of data.
Yeah.
It's not where it needs to be. Nobody likes using on-screen controls on their phone. Like, it's okay on a strategy game. I don't even use on-screen controls with my Steam Deck. Like, I'm either using my touchpad or I'm using the controller on it. And, you know, playing something on your phone via controller, unless you've got a really big phone and you don't have old eyes like mine, is not the optimal experience. Like, let's face it, like, there's just been a lot of mistakes made, right? And I don't want to see Microsoft go under because there's some core studios that are attached to them, like Obsidian, which I'm really hoping that Outer Worlds 2 is good next week. And In Exile. Obsidian,
Bethesda.
I'd like to see Bethesda make a comeback at this point, right? They have all the good they have a lot of good studios that haven't been producing great stuff, right? Objectively, Grounded 2, I've heard, is pretty decent. I can't get into playing a little kid in a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids environment. But, like, I don't know what's going on, right? Like, a handful of really good releases from some of these studios you bought does not justify where you're at right now. And you selling off, putting all of your games in a place where they're now non-exclusive gives nobody a reason to keep your service. Aside from just keeping Game Pass for the first party for the day one release stuff, which you might as well just buy at this point, unless you're releasing like two of these a month, which you're not. Right? I think probably their biggest mistake, if we're to rewind a little bit, is probably with them getting Activision and then the cost of that, right? Like, I don't remember exactly how much it was, but we're hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that they.
Well, it was like 6.5 billion or something. Like
yeah. That. It's billions of dollars. And so now that the price of that has caused everything to go up. And then the sale of Call of Duty went down because it was on Game Pass and they don't have enough subscribers to match the amount of money they spent on that. So like none of that makes any sense. Like nothing they're doing right now makes any sense. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either. Oh, I was way off. $68 billion.
60. Right. How many subscribers That's does it huge. Take to get $68 billion? What's 68 way billion divided by 30 divided by 30? What's 68 divided by 360?
Way more than they have.
Now you've got me curious because it's so incredibly high. It's not even I don't even know how they make this money. Like, are they just doing it at a loss? How many zeros is a billion? So there's 68,000, 68 million.
That's 9 zeros.
Yes, it is 9 zeros divided by $360. It's giving me, there's not that many people. It's 188 million people, 188 million subscribers over the course of a year. 188 million subscribers. 188 million. There's no way.
No, it's even worse than that because the full price was $68.7 billion. So that's $2,290,000,000.
No, it's not billion because that
months at $30 a month.
I was looking at it the course of a year.
Well, I broke it down by month. So
yeah, and if you break it down,
$30 a month, it would take you $2,290,000,000 months, or you know, subscriber months total to make your to break even.
Yeah, if you took that, like it's going to take them like decades to make that money back, at the price of Game Pass, yes. Decades. Decades, like it's such a dumb idea. Like, even if it makes more, Activision has to be pumping out games and making. This is why they're laying off people. It's not profitable. They've gone full idiot at this point. I'm going to say that as nicely as I can. Full blown idiot at this point.
that's it, guys. Tell us what you think. Comment below and come back on. Come check us out. Full episodes of Tiltcast at tiltcast.com. Find us on iTunes and Spotify there. Rate us, review us. Subscribe to this channel, youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z. Hit that notification bell so you know when we release new episodes on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And come back on Saturday for more news.
See you later.